Hi, my name is Jim Fannin. I coach champions. Since 1974, I've coached the best in the world in life, business, and sports. And now I'm coaching you. So if you're seeking peak performance while eliminating worry, anxiety, doubt, and fear from your daily life, well, you've come to the right place. Join the tens of thousands of Zoniac performers that enjoy a life of simplicity, balance, and abundance. Your success is the only mission. The Jim Fannin Show starts right now. Welcome to the Jim Fannin Show. I'm Jim Fannin. Today's a I'm feeling horrible. I woke up terrible. Is that you? This show's about wellness today. Today's show's about health. Have you succumbed to suggestion? Man, you look horrible. Yeah, really? Are you coming down with the flu? Everybody's getting it. Oh, yeah. And next thing you know, your immune system is dropped because you've succumbed to it. You've succumbed to other people's suggestions. Your inner dialogue, which is every thought you have when you wake up and when you go to sleep, it's going to dictate how well you are. Do you treat yourself like you're well? Most of us don't. In fact, most of us put our wellness last. Mom, dad, we're giving everything to the kids. Of course, we catch a cold from the kids, but as soon as we get the sniffles, do you get rid of it immediately? Because we have techniques, you can do it. And I've got an awesome client that I've been with for 3 years, and he's done it in the most profound way, big time, recovering from surgery, a broken foot, Tommy John surgery, could have derailed not only a career, but completely derailed someone's life. We believe we're in great shape. We wake up feeling good. You can have an accident just like that. You can get the flu. You can get COVID just like that. Can you get rid of it? And one more thing I had today before I introduce my guest. I had a client yesterday call me and tell me I have kidney cancer. I'm in a hospital. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I was kind of stunned by that. And then today I found out, well, I don't really have it, but I might have it. Oh, you might have it. Yeah, the doctor says I might have it. My kidney's blocked. So you don't really have it. But could you have it by thinking you have it? You can. And we're going to address that. You think you're sick, you'll be sick. You think you might get cancer, you might. My next door neighbor had a horrible accident. Her son died in a car crash. And she told me the next day, I wish I was dead. I don't want to live anymore. And I'm like, please don't say that. Please don't do that. I know this is horrible. I don't want to live. And she repeated it. She went to bed like that. I know her husband told me that's how she went off to sleep. Was it a coincidence? 30 days later, she has breast cancer and had to have a breast removed. We can talk ourselves into wellness. We can talk ourselves into sickness. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce someone that knows this well, but applied it. And that's Jake Eater. Jake, welcome to the Jim Fannin Show. I'm so glad you're here. Miami Marlins, you're in their organization. You had a career that started off, in fact, the first inning you ever pitched, you struck out four guys in one inning, which is like impossible. There was a pass ball. You may be the only person that has debut inning with four strikeouts. And you took that all the way to the half of the season and made the all-star team as the new superstar in the league. And then you got some pretty bad news. So, Jake, welcome. Tell me about that bad news that you got about your arm. How did that come about after a very successful first half of your debut year?
Yeah, so thanks for having me on, first of all. But yeah, so I got to that halfway point or a little past that halfway point of the season and had an outing where just my elbows didn't feel right, kind of during the game, then coming out, and then that next day, it just I had kind of swelling and just weird feelings in my elbow. So we went to all the doctors, got MRIs and scans and stuff, and they concluded that my UCL was torn and off the bone, and I needed Tommy John surgery. So that's, while it's a common thing in baseball, it's a year plus setback, basically, guaranteed. So, with the rehab process and everything, surgery. So,
You didn't, as soon as you got that news, I remember that day and the decision to have surgery. You didn't miss a beat in terms of positivity. Did you ever get negative during that whole rehab process? Did you have
No,
any out at any time?
yeah, we so from I remember about 3 days after, that was the conclusion that I was going to have surgery, and I left from Pensacola, and I drove through the night, and I remember we talked multiple times on the while I was driving home, but I decided on that drive, how I was going to handle this. And I visualized basically the whole way home, driving through the night. And I went into the future and I visualized, visions and things that we had set. And so that from that point forward, and that was right away, I had made that decision how we were going to go about it. So.
Now they put your arm, obviously, to demobilize. They put it in a cast, and the doctor told you that when it comes out of the cast, it's going to take a while for your arm to be straight. Am I accurate in that, from the doctor, that most people, their arm won't be straight, you'll have to work on it? And
Yeah.
you were visualizing having your arm straight. Cast is off in your arm, it just goes down perfectly straight. And that's what happened. So tell me about that. Was the doctor flummoxed? Was he like, "Oh my goodness, I've never seen that"? How did that transpire when you put
He
the cast on?
so yeah, so the he didn't actually take the cast off, right? So when I get to the office, his assistant takes the cast off, and then about 15 minutes later he came in, and he thought that I had been out of the cast for a few weeks when he saw me, and then realized when I told him no, he just cut it off and took the stitches out and stuff. So I would say he was not expecting that based on that.
So let's get into this process, because after Tommy John, by an accident, you broke your foot. That was another setback. We were all ready for spring training this year, and you had a hairline fracture in your foot, kind of a freakish accident. I remember you didn't miss a beat there. That wasn't good news. That would be a terrible setback for a lot of people. But you started visualizing it healed. And let's just pop the hood and tell everybody kind of how we did it. We use symbolic imagery. And this is based on the premise that your subconscious mind, which is the overlord for all your body systems, all your healing, definitely super healing, you turned your wellness over to that subconscious. You program the subconscious. And let's go right into the foot injury. Talk about how we did that, what you visualized, and just take us through that basic wellness training visualization. What'd you visualize when your foot was broken?
Yeah, so I did, or we did a couple of things. One was that we kind of took cement or whatever we could kind of come up with to like take your mind, my mind, and go into my foot and see it, see the
So
crack.
mentally, you shrunk down like Ant-Man, almost on an atomic level.
Yeah.
Visualize the animation of being inside your foot,
Yeah.
seeing the bone, seeing the little fissure, and you went in and took a little pallet and epoxied the crack all the time, saying, I'm healed, I'm well. Then all the muscles, the tendons, the capillaries, the blood, everything was kind of swollen and red. And visually, you went and changed that. Talk about that. Another part, and this is our symbolic imagery that we
Yeah.
do with all the athletes and all my clients have gone through this. Talk about how you did that with the muscles, the tendons.
Yeah, I did. I did a bunch of different things. I did some like, seeing like a kind of a cap or a lid on the bottom of my foot and like popping that open and like seeing stuff drain out and be flushed out. And then I would do like, massaging it and icing, like freezing it and seeing it freeze and then seeing new blood, rush in and heal it. And then I would do,
Again, that's from an Ant-Man perspective inside.
And then I would go outside of that and do like, jumping on it and like, because you can remember the feeling of, what it feels like when it's normal. So I would see, that foot normal and feel like pressure on it and landing on it and jumping on it normal and how that, feels. So.
And I remember with your arm when it was healing, because that healed month or two quicker than everybody thought. But you were doing pull-ups, you were hanging from your bad arm and doing one arm. You were doing things that you couldn't do even when you're well. With your foot, I remember you're jumping off like a second floor onto the ground, and you just kept visualizing being well during that whole process. And it's probably a half a year for the foot, over a year for the arm. Did you feel you were well the whole time? Or did you ever feel, well, I'm injured?
Yeah, no, I didn't, because I never thought about it in terms like that, like I'm down, I'm injured. I never thought about it like that. So I just went about each day as, this is what I'm going to accomplish. This is what I'm here for. This is why I'm going to the field. So it's just, yeah, I never thought about it in terms of that. So I didn't feel that.
Well, I'm excited. Hang on a second. I'm going to give everybody listening and watching, I'm going to go right to a toolbox. Hang on, Jake. Let's give everybody a concrete tool. And you can use this tool if you got the flu, you got Tommy John. Hopefully you don't if you're a pitcher, or you broke your foot by accident. Right now, let's go to a toolbox and we'll get right back with Miami Marlins pitcher, Jake Eater. Hang on a second. Jake will be right back. Welcome to the toolbox. Now, this is a tool that Jake Eater and all of our clients have used, but it's especially when you use it. Your subconscious, which controls all your bodily functions, repairing cells, definitely at night, it's amenable to suggestion within the last 30 minutes before you drift off into a deep sleep. Jake Eater, in that 30 minutes, that's when he starts visualizing. Again, the subconscious does not know the difference between fantasy and reality. And in his mind, even when he was injured, foot or arm, he was visualizing throwing pitches to well-defined targets, being on the mound. He plays a movie of all the accolades that he will achieve. But he also, in that 30-minute window, sees himself healthy. I am well. I am healthy. And he goes to sleep well. If you have a cold, if you have the flu, God forbid you have something even worse, Think about what you think about, not only all day long, but especially in that 30-minute window, because your subconscious records whatever you think and it replays it while you're sleeping 15 to 20 times each time you think it. I'm well, I'm well. And you're seeing yourself walking on the foot, using your arm. I'm well. I've just said it three times. It only takes a few seconds. That wellness is replayed 15 to 20 times, three. You do it 10 times. Now, while you're sleeping, wellness is being replayed 150, 200 times. After 7 to 10 days doing this, super healing will kick in. And your body will do everything to manifest your own wellness. That's our tool. Don't forget to use it. Don't go to sleep without thinking only what serves you well, especially in your health and wellness. And now I'm back with Jake Eater, Miami Marlins. So, Jake, now what's on the horizon? Your foot is well, you're out of the cast, you're running, jumping, doing everything you can, you're pitching off the mound, your arm feels great. And they're telling you a protocol of what you need to do. I know you're doing it. But what else are you doing visualization-wise? And how much do you consciously visualize about pitching?
Together we visualize, at least an inning every day, and
Wait, have we missed a day?
we have not missed a day, and I
We
don't know
haven't
how.
missed a day. You called me right after you had surgery. You were in London. I had shoulder replacement surgery, applying these techniques to me. So my arms are now good, even though they're titanium. But I called you, I think 30 minutes after I woke up from surgery, I called you and we did a visualization. So I think the key with you, Jake, is you're persistent. And I'm relentless and I know that, but so are you. There's nothing that you can't do. I mean, you throw a 97 mile an hour fastball, you're lefty, you got a nasty slider, nasty changeup. All this time off, when you finally got back on the mound, were you back? Or do you think it'll take months and months to get back in the groove? Where are you right now mentally after all this work you've done healing?
Basically right where I left off. I'm supposed to, well, based on my protocol, be back out to, a team pitching in real games in the next, month about. And yeah, I feel like I will be able to walk out and pick up right where I left off.
Did at any time during this recovery that you felt like a victim of the circumstance? Did you ever have those feelings?
No, I because I have a blueprint, so that drags me along, and I just felt that I was getting better every day, and even after not playing and pitching in a game for a year and a half now, that I'm better than I was before. So just because of the way I thought, and because of the
And what specifically is better?
everything really, if I think about it, but I mean we worked on
Are
the
you more
mental.
accurate? Are you more accurate?
Yeah, I am. I'm more
And think
accurate.
about it. If everybody's listening, think about it. This guy hasn't played in almost 2 years. He just got back on the mound. On the mound. And he's as accurate, more so than he was before he got injured. How is that possible, everybody? How can that be possible? This guy hasn't done any throwing of baseball, hardly at all, and now he's better than he was. And it's because of his attitude, that's definite, his commitment, of wellness and of throwing a baseball to well-defined targets. But the mental imagery that Jake has done every day with me and on his own has really fortified his talent. So, Jake, I'm excited for you. I can't wait to see your start when that's going to happen in June. I know you're going to be called up. You're one of the promising stars in this organization. They need you right now. I'm just going to add that they do need you. And I just appreciate your incredible optimism and your extreme positivity. You have a vision of what you want. I'm not going to share that with anyone. That's between you and I. But you do have a vision of what you want out of your career. We've gone to the end of your career, all the way to the end, well past your career. And I've said so many times, you're so much more than an athlete. But have you missed a day putting the vision of what you want in your mind? Have you missed any time doing? Have you had a day off doing that? I mean, even you're an outdoorsman, a fisherman, a hunter. Have you taken a day off with the vision?
I haven't, no, and I've really, I don't think there's been a day where I've only seen it once either. I've always, you know, it's probably at least four times, five times a day.
Yeah, I think what you've done, you've created a pull situation, as you mentioned earlier, instead of a push. You know, everybody's trying to get back on the team, trying to get back where you were, getting up one more time from obviously a setback. You never missed a beat on that. You visualized every day in real time. And I hope everybody listening understands visualization is one of your greatest assets. And why does visualization work? And everybody, we spend more than half of our waking hours visualizing, typically about something we haven't given up on. But a lot of us, we're visualizing being sick. I'm feeling horrible. Okay, you're going to talk yourself into even more. Let's talk about getting rid of organisms that shouldn't be in your body. I know you had a little bug you may have caught. Talk about the temple of Jake. You don't have to get raw on how you talk, that self-talk, but tell everybody about your announcement, because we know that a living organism doesn't like to be in a hostile environment. So what's a living organism? COVID, a flu bug, any little bacteria that gets into the body. How's that worked out, Jake? How do you do that in the temple of Jake? You want to describe how you do it?
Yeah, it's really, I mean, that same symbolic imagery like you were talking about before, and you can get creative with and do whatever you want. But it's, you know, just essentially seeing that organ, whatever it is, that bug or whatever, gone, and you're getting rid of it basically in your own creative way, and just seeing it kind of expelled from your body, and then seeing yourself.
I'm making a Kmart shopper announcement. Leave the temple of Jim. You will all die a violent death. You need to leave now. You don't belong here. You're trespassing. Leave the temple of Jim. It's not going to be good for you. You got to go. You're gonna die. All you bacteria. And I go a little more rogue, a little more medieval. But it's based on the premise, a living organism doesn't want to be in a hostile body. Make your body hostile. How do you do that? Act like you're well. Even when you're not. Jake, we're all looking forward to your opening start this year. We're all looking for you to be brought up by the Marlins, and off you go on an amazing career. And I got to tell you, I've coached over 4,000 people. You're right at the top of the list of the most positive, disciplined, focused. But you need to tell everybody, we do something else every day besides be disciplined and focused and talk about visualization. You can say what that is. What do we do almost every day? We laugh every day.
Yeah, we laugh.
Every single day, that gives a little dopamine into the blood system. Is it hard to difficult to laugh when you're sick, or is it difficult when your leg's up in a, you know, because you broke it? You got to laugh. It's all about getting your score level balanced. Jake, thank you so much for being on our show. We're going to have you back, especially after your debut. And Jake Eater, everybody, please follow Jake and follow his career. And this is a star that's going to go right to the top. Thanks a lot, Jake. I sure appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
And now let's go to the palm tree, one of my favorite living things. You know, breathing, low breathing, most of us have 15 to 70 breaths a minute. When you get stressed, I mean, really stressed out, your breathing is going to push 20. You get past 21, 22, 23 breaths a minute, anxiety, worry, and fear. That's where they live. Get your breathing under 10 breaths a minute all the time, not just when you're on a sports field or not when you're in a business meeting. So right now, you may have some life hurricanes. An injury would be a life hurricane. Be a palm tree. Absorb the negativity. Let it pass through you. Just like a palm tree, the first line of defense, 120 mile an hour wind. Palm tree absorbs it. It's got deep roots of conviction. And then after the wind blows itself out, palm tree pops back up. Hey, sunshine, how you doing? We need to be a palm tree in life's hurricanes. So right now, I'm going to check your breathing. I'm going to count a minute. You're going to shut your eyes, unhinge your jaw, be present with me. Let's see how your breathing is. And inhale through your nose. Takes 4 seconds. Hold it a second. Exhale through your mouth. 4 seconds. Simple box breathing. And let's see if we can get her breathing to 6 to 8 breaths a minute. So everybody, shut your eyes, put your feet on the floor. Of course, unless you're listening to this while you're driving, on your mark, get set, count a minute, go. Be present, relaxed, tranquil. Just focus on your inhale, your exhale. All zoniacs had their breathing as a constant. Nothing, no circumstance, no condition, no situation changes your breathing. No injury, no flu bug changes your breathing. Stop. So how'd you do? Are you pushing 20? Well, super healing is not going to be there if you're pushing 20. Were you calm and cool? And if you want to make this a habit, set your alarm every hour, 2 hours. And when it goes off, you're practicing coping tools. When things don't suit you, you'll lower your breathing. Be the palm tree in life's hurricane. Welcome to the Zone Cafe. Right now, I want to go to only one of your arenas in your life. Like I've told Jake many times, you're more than a baseball player. Right now, I want you to think about your wellness, yourself, your physical well-being. Are you fit? Do you eat well? Do you drink enough water? Do you get enough sleep? How's your wellness? And in this self arena, which oversees your spirituality, your physical well-being, and your mental state, How is it? Go there right now. Have you made a commitment? Are you disciplined? Do you have a well-defined blueprint on your wellness? Do you need to lose 30 pounds? Well, don't think I need to lose 30 pounds. Just see yourself 30 pounds lighter. See it as if it's so. But you need a plan. Your wellness is, you can't just wing it. I tried to wing it in my life and I realized it ain't going to help you. Have a plan for your own wellness and consequently your own longevity. But maybe you need more concentration. Maybe you need to narrow in on your food intake. Are you eating well? I know to help me lose weight, I fasted from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. and I ate small meals from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. But I cared about me and I thought about me. Have I done that all my life? Just like most of us, I put myself last in the self arena. Be your own best friend. But maybe in this zone cafe where we're only serving five things, self-discipline, concentration, and the third marker, optimism. Do you need confidence about your wellness when your foot's up in traction? Do you have confidence when you're coughing and sinuses are stuffed up? Are you thinking positive at that moment? Does your self arena need optimism? But maybe you need to chill out and be the palm tree. Wellness is when your breathing is under 10 breaths a minute. Is that what you need? And if that's the case, you take that relaxation with you and you're good to go. The awareness of what's the missing link, the awareness of what's low, well, that's going to help you. And of course, when you get injured, you get sick. That's not fun. So, how's your enjoyment level? Is it up to meet the challenge? You got to stand up to the viruses, the bugs, the injuries, and all those things that none of us want, even cancer. I've had over 75 people come to me to put cancer in remission. I know all about it. I had skin cancer, and using these techniques, it went away in 30 days. And that blew Loyola Hospital, the doctors, away. They didn't understand it. So now at the Zone Cafe, just in your wellness arena, you can only pick one thing. Do you need more self-discipline? Do you need more concentration? Do you need more optimism? Or do you need more relaxation and more enjoyment? Think about what you think about in terms of your own wellness. The final word. This show today is about wellness, not just mental health, physical wellness. But one of the things I want you to do, it's the man, it's the woman with the most constants in your life. That person will prevail. So, what are the constants that we need in our life for wellness? I need 8 hours sleep. I believe Jake Eater gets even nine sometimes. He went out and invested in an amazing bed. Why? Why wouldn't he? He spends a third of his life in it. At night, your sleep is when all the 10 body systems are refurbished, restored, replenished with energy. Your subconscious does that while sleeping. Sleep needs to be a constant. Are you drinking enough water? Urine clear, never fear. Urine yellow, loser fellow. I've been saying that to athletes for a long time. Drink enough water. That helps flush out all these bugs. Water, consistent water, and that's been a challenge for me. Water intake. Old school, you don't deserve water. You missed a layup, and we'd be punished with water. Can you believe that? That happened 50 years ago, 60 years ago when I was a kid. Times have changed. Water's a constant. Your food intake is a constant. What you eat, a constant. Exercise, that's a constant. And how you think when you go to sleep and how you think when you go up, hopefully positive. Go to bed positive, wake up the same. Make that a constant. This show today is about wellness. A lot of us are being impacted. lot of us are run down physically. A lot of us are getting sick. We get sick from our kids when they come back from kindergarten and bring all those bugs, bacteria home. Stand up, everybody. Stand up to everything that doesn't serve you well. And if you're sick, you're injured, or God forbid something's worse, positivity, using symbolic imagery, all these things are going to help you be your genuine, authentic, best self. And it's going to help you be the best that you can be. Be in the zone. That's where super healing is. Be in the zone. That's the place to be. And if you have any questions on this, please go to jimfannin.com. Get a 15-minute consult on wellness or anything else in your life. We look forward to talking to you to help you be in the zone. And like every show, next. I'll see you next week. Thanks for joining me today on the Jim Fannin Show. And as a returning or new Zoniac peak performer, it's here that goals are reached and dreams come true. So if you're ready to step into the zone of champions to become your genuine, authentic best self and all you do, join me here next time on the Jim Fannin Show, where I'll help unlock your full potential. And in the meantime, learn more about me and my SCORE success system at www.jimfannin.com. Follow me on all my social media platforms. And if you have questions about the show or its subject matter, email me at askjim@jimfannin.com. askjim@jimfannin.com. askjim@jimfannin.com.